Harvard hires diversity officer as school faces discrimination lawsuit verdict. By Tom Sakata on March 11, 2019. Harvard University, which will soon receive a verdict in an admissions discrimination lawsuit brought by Asian Americans, is effectively doubling down on its diversity values. According to a report from The Crimson, Harvard University has recently announced that it is establishing a new diversity officer position. Harvard's new Associate Director for Diversity, Inclusion, and Belonging will be responsible for making the university more inclusive. Harvard is currently waiting for Judge Allison D. Burroughs to hand down her decision on a pending admissions discrimination against the university. The trial revealed several concerning pieces of evidence, namely an internal policy that blatantly discriminated against Asian American high school students. The documents specified the score that would be required before a student would be invited to apply. Harvard would send an application invitation to any white student who scored 1,310 on the PSAT or higher. They would send an invite to any Asian female who scored 1,350 or higher. And they would only send an invite to Asian males who scored 1,380 or higher. Harvard's new diversity officer will be responsible for introducing the community to minority leaders. Through this initiative, minority students will be able to envision their own success. The protagonist diversity, I think, is helpful for students who come from underrepresented groups. As one of my former students said to me, "How can I be it if I can't see it?" But it is also crucially important to every single one of our students, no matter what their background is, one Harvard professor said. We need them to be able to see the full range of humanity as a source of talent and opportunity. Harvard is far from the only university to employ a team of diversity officers. Breitbart News reported in May 28 that the Public University of Michigan has an $11 million payroll for its 100 diversity office staffers. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.